This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Oh, that Deborah Cox's eyes. Do love it.
Always fun.
Bit of a Mardi Gras classic, that one, I reckon.
Any dance floor, really.
Oh, I know. We've got a guest in, and we were on Facebook, both of us. I would imagine a lot of people have been on Facebook and noticed that there's an event next week. We wanted to get Catherine on to talk about the event and hoping that we can get more people down there. But she joins us now. Catherine Parrott, welcome.
Thank you for the invitation to be here.
Pleasure. A real pleasure because obviously this is one of those subjects that's getting a little bit of traction around the world, but not enough, and it's still going on. So without a doubt, we need to get more focus on it. What are we talking about, Catherine?
Well, you're right, Michael. The problem is that there's a little bit of traction, and this is an appalling violation of the human rights of gay men in Chechnya. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know about it. A lot of people in the broad community and in the LGBTI community don't know about this, and people need to know about it. They will absolutely care, but they need to know that they can do something to help stop this.
Yeah, well, we were having a word earlier about this, and that, you know, what difference does it make? You know, we can be upset by something or appalled by something, but what difference does it make, and what way are we able to do something about it?
Oh, it makes an enormous difference. There was a 48-hour sit-out in outside of Angela Merkel's office in Germany. Mm. An LGBTI activist said to her, "You have to take a message to Putin that this is not okay," and she did that.
Right.
So imagine what we can do in Australia if we all get off our backsides,
yeah,
and say that we're not happy with this. Julie Bishop has stood up and said something, but we want all our political leaders to stand up and say this is not okay, and they need to hear from us to know that this is an issue that's important to us.
Yeah, what's happening to gay people in Chechnya is well, what we're hearing reports of. That's what we're hearing. You know, it would be much worse for them there, and the information that we're hearing is really terrible. So, and there's a vigil that's going to be occurring next week, isn't there?
So there's a vigil next Tuesday between 6 and 7 at Federation Square. It's the day before Ida Hobbit Day, and we want to get everybody talking about this for Ida Hobbit, and we want people to come to the vigil and support us, and we want people to get on the Amnesty International petition and sign it as well.
I mean, it is these sort of, you'd know Dean as a photographer as well, that you get images from that night, everybody out there, and you're asking people to wear a splash of pink, aren't you?
Wear a splash of pink and bring a flameless candle, and there are three really important reasons to come. And the first one is we need to send the message to the people of Chechnya that we support them and we care about what's happening to them. We need to send the message to our politicians that they need to take a stand on our behalf. And particularly for those of us in LGBTI communities, and I'm a lesbian, I care. For those of us in LGBTI communities, we need to get together and do some healing around this, because people are taking this on and finding it incredibly difficult.
I know I do. Like, even when we hear about it in the news, when Gary's been talking about it today, and I mean, today there's been the news that, you know, 40 people have been evacuated out of there, 40 gay men, which just makes you feel a little bit better, but it's just terrible that this is occurring. And
it is amazing in the world that we live in that this is still going on.
I know.
Anything like this, that they're allowed to get away with it, I think, is what it is.
And we ought not to let them get away with
exactly.
it.
No, and you imagine just, you know, for those that think, what difference will it make? I think, you know, as you mentioned, it's about healing. It's about showing solidarity. And what else are you going to do? You've got to do something like this,
yeah,
to be there, to be present.
People need to know that they can make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, people that are on the right-wing homophobes are getting off their butts in droves, and they're protesting because they're scared and angry, and there are a lot of really, really good, open-hearted people who want the world to be different but don't think they can make a difference.
Yeah.
We need to all all get off our bums, get to the vigil, sign the Amnesty International petition, send a message to your politician, you can make a difference.
And stating the obvious, you do not have to be LGBTI to go to an event like this. You can be any, from any walk of life, you know, and that, because it's about being, you know.
Anyone that wants to come and show their support, this is how you can do it. Wearing a touch of pink, bringing a flameless candle on Tuesday night to Federation Square, and just coming and standing together in solidarity because of the terrible things that are happening to gay men in Chechnya.
Yep, we love our straight allies. And anyone, I mean, we've had people on the Facebook event from New York and from London, and we're saying to everybody, sign the Amnesty International petition.
Yes, I mean, that's, you know, we know Facebook reaches the world. That's, you know, so an event like this will make it back onto Facebook, and it will get there. You know, the message will get there. Now, you're not on your own. And when you started organising this, there was a young man that was doing exactly the same, wasn't he?
Beautiful story. The reason that I did this, because there was no one else doing anything, and I thought, you know, we have to do something. We have to. And so I set it up, and then was contacted by a gorgeous man called Adam, who was given my contact details by Federation Square. He wanted to organise a vigil at the same place on the same day at the same time.
Great.
So of course we got together and said, let's do this together because we're stronger together.
Absolutely.
He's a gorgeous man. He's been wonderful to work with. I haven't met him yet.
Right. Well, don't you go anywhere. But we are going to go to a track now, and then right after that, we're going to get Adam on the line, and Adam's going to join us. All right, you're on Joy 94.9.
Tune in next week to Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean for their very special
Radiothon edition.
Hey, you're welcome.
With James Terry from theatrepeople.com.au, the absolutely fabulous Rhonda Birchmore, and a very special Royal Dalton reunion request hour from 6 till 7 p.m. with Glenn Dalton. You'd be mad not to.
Don't want rudeness.
Absolutely.
We will not tolerate rudeness.
We won't.
Mad Wednesday's Radiothon edition next week.
Mad Wednesday.
Woo! Joy 94.9.
Wednesday with Michael and Dean, and we're having a word with Catherine before about the event that's happening next week to Melbourne Stands Up for Chechnya. And joining us on the line now is the other organiser of the event, is Adam. Adam, are you there?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No worries, mate. You obviously were thinking about this event as like Catherine was, and why was it important to you?
Yeah, well, I think like many people, when I first heard the reports about what was happening to gay and bi men in Chechnya, I was horrified. It's unimaginable to me that people are being targeted and being abducted and tortured and even killed just because who they are and who they love.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do something about it, and I didn't. I couldn't find anything that was happening, so started working away. And like Catherine said, Fed Square was actually the people that told me that the exact same time and place and the exact same cause. Catherine was trying to organise the same sort of thing.
It is amazing, Adam, isn't it, that we all knew it was going on, and that you just imagine that somebody else is going to do something about it. Not in a lazy way for all of us. You know, a lot of us can be motivated by different things, but you just imagine, someone's going to do that. Somebody's going to organise that. I know they will, you know. I saw mates going to events in London, and I don't know what other ones are going on around the world. But it is really, you know, and it's not just about, it is, in a way, it's about getting it on the map, isn't it? Everybody getting there and being noticed, because we want it to end. That is why, isn't it?
Exactly. I think many people, when they first heard the news, were feeling heartbroken and, but also a bit hopeless. And I think there are things that we can do. We can come together and support each other and send a message to gay and bi men in Chechnya that we are hearing about what's happening and the horrific situation that they're living through. And we can call on our political leaders to do something about it. I mean, part of what we will do through the vigil is bring as many people together as possible and try and get some media attention and call on the Prime Minister to accept gay and bisexual Chechens into Australia to give them safety. I mean, Australia has an opportunity to to do something about this, to provide safety and to save lives. So we're calling on the Prime Minister to do that.
Will there be any arms speakers on the night then?
Yeah, we're just finalising who will speak. Catherine and I will say a couple of words, and we've been contacted by a couple of people who want to speak. We're just trying to work out how it's all going to happen. It's all happened pretty quickly. But yeah. When we lock in speakers, we'll update a Facebook event where people can get all of the information and let people know, what to expect.
I do know that Joy is going to be doing live crosses on the night as well, just to keep those that aren't able to be there. Just because you're not there doesn't mean you don't care. So Joy will be there doing live crosses as well. Another reason for me to state the obvious, but another reason why we need Joy. And this is all going on, isn't it, Dean, next Tuesday?
It's happening next Tuesday at Federation Square. So Tuesday the 16th of May at 6 o'clock at Federation Square. We're asking everyone, if you're coming, to please bring a flameless candle and to wear something pink in solidarity.
Yeah, exactly right. Adam and you, Catherine, we are very glad that you were the ones that got off your ass and did something about it, and now it's up to the rest of Melbourne to show solidarity and come down and join you.
The rest of the country.
Yep.
We'd take anyone from any other state
Absolutely.
Or territory.
Absolutely. All right. Good on you, Adam, and thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
You're on Joy.
It's Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
It is.
Now,
what a show we've had.
I know. It's been a busy one.
It has.
We have got all the information that you need for next week's event in Fed Square on our Mad Wednesday Facebook page.
Yes. But we know what? We have gotten some lovely messages in.
Yes.
Someone said a big shout out to Catherine and Adam for the work that they've got done. Amazing work for organising the vigil that's happening next Tuesday night at Federation Square. And they've written, it's become too easy to hit like and share on social media. They're true heroes. Get active.
Yeah, I think I'm going to like that.
I like it a lot. And I'll share it.
We do share it.
And we also got a lovely, another message from Brett, who said, thanks, Michael and Dean, so much for making my two-hour drive home better. P.S. I love flannel sheets too. It's almost as good as a nice hug from Dean.
Oh, what a load of old
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.